I am that identifiable soul that can't find its way home. That was afraid of the dark and scared to be alone. I couldn't enunciate my R's. I swung on monkey bars. I daydreamed of stars and owning property on Mars. I am a member of that group that created his own slang. Some say I do my thing, but I be doing my thing. Some call me top-notch because I play Skelly and hopscotch, and I just discovered manhood by holding my crotch. First one to start a rumor that her fetus had a tumor. I'm that number one consumer to wear Adidas and suede Pumas. Check my sneakers, yo. I'm that one that stood on the corner drinking for the hell of it. Teasing teens because they're virgins, but since birth I've been celibate. I used to pop into the wops since the invention of breakdancing. Flat-chested women I used to be romancing. And as I drunk my 40, I leaned to the side to look sporty. And everybody I knew was named Yo Shorty. Yo Shorty. Who am I? I created whirlwinds out of women, tear egos off their limbs. Still have time to bust a rhyme and sing Christian hymns. I gave Columbus a tour for he didn't have a clue. I taught the art of war to a man named Sun Tzu. The Romans tried to capture me and I saw them bear arms. Then I perplexed them permanently by pushing pyramids out my palms. King Tut couldn't handle this. And here's something for the funnies. I wrapped pharaohs into bandages and had them crying for their mummies. Upon my arrival, they called me a disciple. I drunk from King James' cup and spat words from the Bible. Since creation, I concoct equations for fun. All persuasion said, how amazing is that raisin in the sun? So to ask me who I am, you must believe in fiction. To imagine what can't be fathomed has to be your addiction. They pin me from arm to arm and plan my crucifixion. But I am the bearer of eternal life. They can cause me no affliction. Traveling through time and space with grace beyond man's jurisdiction. With the letters L-I-O-N on my throat is an inscription. So if anyone comes through that door and ask for my description, tell them I'm a dark-skinned black king that walks like an Egyptian.
All right. Well, certainly so.
Why science fiction? Out of all the forms of literature you could have chosen, why SF? Was it a conscious decision?
Right. Well, it is a pleasure to be talking with you this afternoon on discussing the area of ego once again. Well, we gather together once again.
Do you want to know how I did that?
I'll tell you.
I did a number of paintings in which Boston figured in the 1930s. The Feast of Pure Reason, I drew on certain experiences I had had as a Bostonian. I sort of knew what was going on in City Hall and the State House. I knew something about rich men by then. I knew about the police, who, after all, were the inheritors of a strike situation and were scabs as well as police. I was trying at that time to establish a rather grim and threatening atmosphere, which as a young man in Boston, I felt was rather scarifying. The title comes out of James Joyce's Ulysses, the night town scene, in which Daedalus is knocked down by two constables, and they knock his glasses off and he loses his stick. And Leopold Bloom, who helps the young man onto his feet, says, "Your stick, sir," and he says, "Stick? What need have I of a stick in this feast of pure reason?" Well, it's a painting which I think in a lot of ways typified the 1930s. It combines a certain kind of muckraking thing and a little bit of esoterica like the title itself, which is, however you want it, from Aristotle or James Joyce. It's the fielder's choice.
Oh, well.
Don't you want to know how I did that?
You're out of loop. They go around the block. They come back. They go around again. They just go around and around.
Yes, there's more latitude in science fiction for the expression of pure ideas than you find in other genres.
Let's get rid of a couple of cliches first. SF is a ghetto. People say, yeah, it's a ghetto, and then on the other hand, they say it's a literature of ideas. All literature is supposed to be a literature of ideas, right? So why is it that science fiction gets tagged with that, and in the same breath is tagged as a ghetto, and people can put it down and pay a lot less money and get a lot less recognition and so forth?
Well, science fiction has changed a lot in the last few years. It's coming out of the ghetto, but all it's done is make it worse. I mean, the writing is worse now that it's coming out of the ghetto. Instead of getting better, it's getting worse because it's losing its identity, it's losing its shape. It's becoming like silly putty. I mean, you can now call anything you want science fiction, or you can decide not to call it science fiction. I have a book coming out, the hardcover edition will be called Mainstream, and the paperback is going to be sold as science fiction. If you buy the hardcover, you're reading a mainstream novel. If you buy the Valentine paperback, you're reading a science fiction novel.
You know, I invited Rita and Marlon for a barbecue on Sunday. I'm
going to
make my potato salad, and I need you to remind me that we need more charcoal.
Are you listening to a word I'm saying?
Simple economics. Today it's oil, right? In 10 or 15 years, food, plutonium, maybe even sooner.
You're upset because you want to go to Fiji, is that it? Okay. Okay, go. I think you should save for a few months and then go. Happy now? I'm going to go take a shower.
Now, what do you think the people are going to want us to do then?
Ask them?
Not now. Then. Ask them when they're running out.
Let's go now. I'm ready to go now. Why wait?
Early bird gathers no moss. Rolling stone catches the worm, right?
When there's no heat in their homes and they're cold. Ask them when their engines stop. Ask them when people who've never known hunger start going hungry.
Truman, where are we going?
I don't really know. I guess I'm being spontaneous. Somebody help me! I'm being spontaneous!
You want to know something? They won't want us to ask them. They'll just want us to get it for them.
The text is identical in the two, and they're bought simultaneously by Doubleday and Ballantyne, working in tandem. So if I were to talk to you about my novel, I'd have to ask you whether you read the Doubleday edition or the Ballantyne paperback edition.
On military necessity, I invoke the considerate judgment of mankind and the gracious favor of Almighty God.
Telegram. The message is tapped and goes off on the wire.
Alright, I'm on the air and I'm back, the outsider, the sus, what's happening?
Look at your monitor, S.E.
Oh my gosh.
If you read the Ballantyne paperback edition, I'd say, yes, that was a great science fiction novel. And if you read the Doubleday edition, I'd say, well, that was a great mainstream novel, wasn't it?
Soul from the goddess, from God goddess, all that is, delivers the coded message intended to circumvent the negative ego, to circumvent the constrictions of a subconscious or unconscious.
In witness whereof, I have hereunder set my hand and caused the seal of the United States to be affixed. Done at the city of Washington this first day of January in the year of our Lord 1863, and of the independence of the United States of America, the 87th. By the President, Abraham Lincoln. November 19th, 1863. Address at the dedication of the National Cemetery at Gettysburg.
Does this sound strange to you?
Yes, sir. Strange, very strange.
Does this sound strange to you?
Yes, sir. Strange, very strange.
Gifts from the gods and goddesses within you. Gifts and treasures from God, goddess, all that is, higher self and soul, within you and beyond you.
Barry Malzberg published the most marvelously crazy statement of the universe. In all the history of science fiction, nobody has ever bum-tripped science fiction as much as Barry Malzberg did, you know, and I think he's a great writer. But that's not the way, you don't break up a marriage that way, you don't leave science fiction that way, by saying everybody in it is rotten, everything that's ever been written is rotten, except what I wrote. That wasn't rotten, which is what Malzberg said. But now he's going on to bigger and greater things. And then Vonnegut, this is what I said, published Vonnegut has always never written science fiction. He discovered when, upon looking back over his career, discovered he'd made a lot of money at some point. And at that point, retroactively, he, like the Pope, you know, everything I say is true, and I never was writing science fiction. Even if you read Player Piano and you thought it was science fiction, you were wrong.
What about Atlantic City?
No, no, you hate to gamble.
That's right, I do, don't I?
So why would you want to go there?
Because I never have. That's why people go places, isn't it?
Truman? Truman, I think I'm going to throw up.
Me too! Locked at every turn. Beautifully synchronized, don't you agree?
You're blaming me for the traffic?
Should I?
Truman, let's go home.
You're right. We could be stuck here for hours. We could be like this all the way to Atlantic City. Let's go back. I'm sorry. I don't know what got into me.
Can you please slow down?
Yes, I can.
Truman, Truman, that's our turnoff.
I changed my mind. What's New Orleans like this time of year? Mardi Gras! Look, Farrell. Same road. No cars. It's magic.
You let me out, Truman. You're not right in the head. You want to destroy yourself, you do it on your own.
I think I'd like a little company.
Might have a chance to deal with the form and the context of that reality. And therefore one can put it quite clearly that the ego is the I for the physical reality, for the conscious mind, just as the conscious mind is the I for the soul. In your physical reality, ego supplies the content, the data. And it is the conscious mind that takes that data, that content, and gives it form, and gives it context. In the metaphysical reality in which you live, it is the subconscious mind that is the I. It is the subconscious mind that gives the data, that provides the content. And it is still the conscious mind that rather takes that data, takes that content, and gives it form, and gives it context.
Hey, Bebop, man, where are you? You're on the air.
All right,
man.
I'm on the air, and yeah. I'm back, the outsider, the sus. What's happening?
Yeah. Look at your monitor, S.A.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, we've got a developing chase situation down on the Tribulation Highway. So let's go now to Happy Bandit in News Chopper 1. Happy, what's happening?
Anybody who's welcome to come and take a look and take away a copy and do whatever you wanted to do. There were no copyright notices on these programs.
remember once going on a school trip to the top of the Empire State Building. When I looked down at the crowds of people on the street, they looked like ants. I pulled out a penny, and some of us started talking about what would happen if I dropped it from up there and it landed on somebody's head. Of course, I never crossed that line and actually dropped the penny. I don't think Early Grace even knew there was a line to cross.
Four score and 7 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
Captive audience, so to speak.
They could let you have time.
Send a telegram.
And Cat's Cradle likewise. And Star of the Tide. They're not science fiction, because I say they're not science fiction.
Much a part also of the safety valve, with certain emotions, certain futures that are constricted, that are in the pipeline, can be released.
Vietnamese campaign ribbon, Vietnamese service ribbon, National Defense ribbon, and Purple Heart.
My name is Peter Brannigan, and I got a Purple Heart here, and I hope I get another one fighting these motherfuckers.
Robert Jones, New York, I symbolically return all Vietnam medals and other service medals given me by the power structure that has genocidal policies against non-white peoples of the world, right?
For Daw, say, what would Bannon then pay? Or Dell, who was really wrecked. Like, Bannon had 17,500 outlets in the United States.
Last hours, but look out below. Just seconds ago, a maroon sports utility convertible Babylon SX 4x4 came rolling right out of the sea across the center divider, and it's going hell-bent against the arrow of time.
I have to tie it to the background. I really build up my darks so that we get to, so I can get to the lights.
You put the lights on top.
Yeah. I'm a little, I don't have any drying time. So I think I have to be a little bit more accurate than I would have to be otherwise.
You don't have 20 years to work on this one like the last one.
Ah, cut it out. What do you want? The thing is that it's true, you grew between those cities, but what I did was that I there was something I forgot about the way it looked originally.
Yeah, but meanwhile you forgot that a 9-year-old doesn't fit into a suit the same way a 7-year-old does.
Yeah, I know, but I know I don't even remember things like the tailoring of it. I don't remember what how the lapels went and the vest and things. I lost all that, and I keep trying to arrive at it again. Arrive at it again. Whichever's more. In the early 1930s, I had nothing at all. And then providentially, when things were just so bad they couldn't get any worse, the WPA came along, or at any rate, I got on it. And while I am of two minds about government intervention in the arts, sometimes I think that there are frightening possibilities. I still think so. That at that time, it was one of the best things that ever happened to me in my life. My wife, Ruth Kiko, was on the mural project for a while, I think for all the time that she was on the project, and actually did a mural at the first New York World's Fair. For the first time in my life, I was a part of some sort of organization of artists. What we had in Massachusetts was the Artists and Writers Union. I began to go to meetings. I began to hand out leaflets. I went up and down Washington Street in what they call the Borax Furniture Stores, getting people to sign petitions to keep the project alive. You see, it was a fight always between the left and the right, and the right was trying to destroy the projects. They didn't like the idea at all of any money passing to people except through their hands. At any rate, I found myself with petitions, I found myself with leaflets, and I was very busy. I did, as far as I know, one thing as an artist for all of this. I did a cover for an Artists and Writers Union bulletin of Uncle Sam being pleaded with by a little boy artist and a little girl artist, with Uncle Sam striding between them indifferently. I like that kind of negative thing. For me, this was a very productive period. I not only got $23 a week, but the WPA also had its own galleries. And national shows, that is, shows national in scope, were organized. A big WPA show was organized at the Duncan Phillips Gallery in Washington, which came on to the Museum of Modern Art in New York. I had some paintings in these two exhibitions, and I got national publicity. And that seemed fine, but then the bottom fell out. The WPA office got word that the welfare office wanted to see me, just a technicality, and they sent me over. I went over there, and I was told that I was not eligible for welfare, and I had to be fired. And things became very punchy indeed, really very punchy. I had been discovered by the Downtown Gallery, for one thing, and it was a very important gallery, perhaps the most important gallery of American art. And I made hardly a dime during the 7 years I was with them anyway. We can forget about that. The Museum of Modern Art got two of my paintings from the WPA without paying a cent. And finally, at the end of all this, in 1942, there was a painting they were interested in, and the price was $475. They offered me $250.
Once they stopped letting us have the screens to build word of mouth, we were really sunk.
They own 17,500 racks. Isn't that incredible? That's the largest number of racks that any publisher owns in this country.
Now he doesn't have a choice but to listen. Captive audience, so to speak. Most people in one ear, not the other.
Why?
I have to do a commercial break. I'm trying to figure out my times.
Cooperation was our way of life. And we were secure in that way of life. We didn't fight for it. We didn't have to fight for it. We just lived that way.
In your spiritual reality, in your spiritual development, separate from that of your metaphysical development. For truly so, people can't be metaphysical without being spiritual, although it's difficult the other way around. It is the unconscious and the higher conscious that is the I. It is the unconscious and higher consciousness that provides the content that then the conscious mind takes that data, that content, and gives it form and gives it context.
Every time, I think for all of us, I know for me, every time I see a person, I have this rush of adrenaline.
Now we are engaged in a great civil war, testing whether that nation or any nation so conceived and so dedicated can long endure.
I sort of saw this Sundance. We thought that it was going to be the last one, perhaps forever. Everyone thought that the best academic minds believed deeply that the onrushing white culture was just going to sweep away this entire pattern of life, and that in a few years all evidence of it would be gone.
And DAW doesn't own any racks, that I know of. I've never seen a DAW rack. And they're up to 6,000.
Are you going to do it? Are you going to write a book for
them? Oh, yes. I'm going to have a ball doing it too. It's going to be a lot of fun. But that's Don Wolheim, and he gave me my start.
That's a good cue to pick up.
But the judge, that's why, you know, the obscenity laws are very embarrassing to the judicial system. Because the latest decisions, you hear the judges say, you're taking the teeth out of the law. How can you administer justice? And the problem is that the First Amendment, there's no such thing as First Amendment punishment. Just protection. And the reason that, first I'll tell you the guy's name, Nico Jacobellis. He owned a theater and he showed The Lovers, a film. All right, in the film, there was a guy kissing a lady in bed, and his head disappeared off the screen, towards the foot of the bed. So they said the film was obscene for what went off the screen.
Curtis watched as the participants tied offerings to the center pole, some of them piercing their chests and offering themselves to the sun. He was not allowed to photograph the ceremony.
Nearer to the house. The barn moves all alone in the growing storm. The barn is full of corn and moving toward us now like a hawk blown toward us in a storm at sea. All the sailors on deck have been blind.
need not create and manifest them in your reality. Other emotions, so expansive they could be overwhelming, other futures so beautiful, are rehearsed in your dream state. Whether you remember it or not, the dreaming state is where you release certain futures and rehearse other ones. And of course, so much of what happens in the dream state is that which we have termed future think. That process of dealing with the possible and the probables within that possible. Possibilities beyond that which you know consciously. Probabilities beyond that which you would even dare hope for or even dare fear consciously. The future think. And you see, these functions of dreaming have always been. But now in your world, they become more critical. The future is playing a more important role in creating the present. The influence of the future exponentially ever increasing. Therefore, future think so vital. Therefore, clearing the pipeline of the future. Errant futures, futures that you tossed out there unknowingly. I'll probably never live past this. I'll probably never be happy. Nothing ever works for me. You might want to reconsider some of those futures.
Most films that make you think about anything are going to take people a while to get to see them. It used to be that our little successes were just fine. I've never not made my money back for distributors, so, you know, they made their money back and that was fine. They made back what they put in and maybe a little bit more. They were happy with that, but I don't think they're obviously not happy with that anymore.
Mirror Man. Miramax put themselves in a position where they were thought of as being the alternative. But now they're as much a studio as New Line, which started off as kind of a mini major too, or any of these other places. It's almost like now Miramax needs to have a Miramax Classics division, where they make the kind of movies we think of as being Miramax pictures. Because, you know, when you think of a picture like Shakespeare in Love, that's a pretty expensive movie. That's not an art house movie. Or what we think of as being art house pictures now, what Miramax does, really are mainstream movies with big movie stars in them.
And went up to the United States Supreme Court. And the United States Supreme Court repeated a lot of things they said in a case called Rolfe. Sam Rolfe was a guy who sold dirty books through the mail. And the literature, the circulars he used, were obscene. So he did some time, he got guilty, and the law came out of Rolfe. First time, 57, they said, this is the law, this is it. You, Rolfe, you Alberts, are obscene, and obscene language hasn't got the protection of the First Amendment. Therefore, you're going to do some time, and your material is utterly without any redeeming social factors. Patently offensive, appeals to prurient interest. And the prurient interest, like the steel interest. And, see, the legislative intent, the reason for obscenity laws is, well, the best canon law tells you best. The Catholic viewpoint on censorship, Father Harold Gardner. He says that for the work to be obscene, the intrinsic bent of the work must be to prurient interest. But more concretely, the genital apparatus. You know what that means, don't you? It's a quote. He said, to put it more concretely, I guess he said that so that you figure that two prurient interests might be vague and indefinite. So Father Gardner, who wants to sell it to me, he said, to put it more concretely, the genital apparatus must be in a position for sexual union. You know what that is? And his human liberty is taken. It's vulgar and disgusting, shall not apply. And if the person is sluggish, the test won't apply. Well, I don't think he'd be any clearer than that.
Certainly did not see any HTML. So the original prototype was a WYSIWYG editor. And the reason for that was, apart from that, I would never want to write HTML myself, that looking at it as a system, I wanted people that I was working with or that I might be working with to use this naturally as a way of just writing down the thought of the spur of the moment thought when reading a document, thinking maybe a snag, highlight something, hit a hotkey, put up a new window, type in the thought, end of business.
Yeah, I have to. It's part of the show. My show, remember?
Jack, it's important that you don't do
what? Do something stupid?
I'll put a bullet in you if you don't get my request.
Don't worry, Howard. Anytime you want, you can do anything you want.
When reading a document, thinking maybe a snag, highlight something, hit a hotkey, put up a new window, type in the thought, end of business. But that thought is there so that when somebody redesigning that comes back, they can see and it hasn't been lost. That was what I wanted. So to get information really up to date, you have to make it very easy for the person with it in their head to be able to put it into the system.
Many years. I began in high school with a real obsession for the light side of the personality. I was very good at suppressing the shadow side. Maybe what writing poetry means or what culture means is reconciling yourself with the dark side of your own body, and your own intelligence. The Buddhists are much wiser than we are in this case. In fact, the Buddhists use all of the Orientals use a yin-yang symbol, which shows the white part of the personality and the black part of the personality united inside a circle. And since they try as a culture to reconcile themselves more with the dark side. They have much more feeling for plants and animals than we do. One of the main ideas of Buddhism is that you're not to kill animals and plants. You're not to cut down redwood trees. So here's a little poem that touches on that in a way. It's called Poem in Three Parts. Oh, in an early morning, I think I shall live forever. I am wrapped in my joyful flesh, as the grass is wrapped in its clouds of green. Rising from a bed where I dreamt of long rides past castles and hot coal. The sun lies happily on my knees. I have suffered and survived the night, bathed in dark water like any blade of grass. The strong leaves of the box elder trees plunging in the wind call us to disappear into the wilds of the universe, where we shall sit at the foot of a plant and live forever like the dust.
We are met on a great battlefield of that war. We have come to dedicate a portion of that field as a final resting place for those who here gave their lives that that nation might live. It is altogether fitting and proper that we should do this.
Here's what the position of the court now. Oh, first, the legislative intent is that you don't get the people warning. So why it's structured it there is to show you that I'm right and Desmond is wrong with his dissent opinion, because what he says, if there's, he wants romance, he wants the people to be horny. That's a good book. So that's exactly what obscene is. Okay, solid. Tract Home Chippy, for example, would be the tripe pulp book. Tract Home Chippy, okay, the good book they've accepted then is D.H. Lawrence, Lady Chatterley's Lover. All right. The defendant raises the, it's really absurd. We've got two books. We've got Lady Chatterley's Lover, this is the opinion of the court, per curiam decision. And we've got here Tract Home Chippy. D.H. Lawrence, now we have two couples in each book, right? We have a couple here, a couple there. Now, D.H. Lawrence, a couple, they're not married, but he knows how to handle the scene. Nothing patently offensive, there's silk sheets, there's Liebestraum. I mean, the guy knows how to go about it. Let's go to a Tract Home Chippy. They're factory workers. The guy, they're both virgins. I mean, pages and pages, this guy doesn't know how to do anything. He never did it before. He's ripping the clothes, conveying of semen before the penetration. Didn't wear a contraceptive. It was disgusting. Let's go back to D.H. Lawrence now. This guy can tear up a piece of ass. The third board he's on already. I mean, the book was really stimulating. You felt like going out, getting a board. That's really absurd. So it's the opinion of this court, we punish untalented artists. Yeah. Which could never be, man.
Horizons of the unknown come transcribed tales of new dimensions in time and space. These are stories of the future.
But in a larger sense, we cannot dedicate, we cannot consecrate, we cannot hallow this ground.
Drive over water. Let's go home where you'll feel safe.
Give me your hand.
Oh, sweetie.
Jack,
be serious. This gig's not worth dying for.
Spooky, but that's a great car. Somebody could get hurt. Who's driving it?
It's a female woman drinking out of a large trophy or gold cup.
Read your Bible.
Yeah, the Rattler Baptist is saying it's a chalice, and the Beachy Amish, they think it's a big gulp.
Well, this is Harold DeBugger in the newsroom.
Hey, Hal, what are you doing in the newsroom? Why aren't you out of the Now Mobile van?
I have been
chasing
locked
that booty.
Out of the Now Mobile van.
Oh, but that's what these keys are, Hal. Yeah, I found the keys in the bathroom.
I'm looking at the Channel 86 news picture down here, and this redhead weaving along the trip, she appears to be drunk driving. She's talking on her cell phone, and there's a wonderful shot of the license plate of her 4x4. It's a vanity plate with a 1 and
that's
a 0.
That's an eye and a ball. I've got the angle on her here. Let me take over here, Harold.
So you see the ego as part of the personality functions very similarly as the subconscious as part of the conscious and as the higher conscious as part of the beingness. All function to provide data. All function as eyes to their respective worlds. And as eyes are supposed to function, in a way to supply data, the job of the ego is to report data, to report it, not to interpret it. That's the job of the conscious mind. The conscious mind is to take the data that is reported and to put it into a form and to put it into a context from which and upon which to base a decision, and then upon completing a decision to return the data via ego to the physical reality. And indeed, that is the proper and the healthy and the positive function of ego. And that is the function that the ego enjoys best, that the ego feels at home in, that the ego is happy in. Just as in your particular jobs, all of you who are working in various types of jobs where there is some sort of hierarchy, indeed, there are those days that perhaps you wish you were the boss. It was you ran the company, the president of GM or something of that sort, maybe not anymore, you know. But nonetheless, there are those days that you wish you could be that. But you also realize that to step into those shoes at this particular point would be disastrous. That despite your grandeur, despite your surety of clear intent and integrity, you'd still screw up the job pretty miserably. Well, imagine that you have to report tomorrow morning as chairman of General Motors, let us say, and that you are therefore in charge and responsible for every decision, though you do not have to carry each one out. We would suggest you might be a bit nervous, you might be a bit uptight about it. Well, imagine how your ego feels all of a sudden elevated from a file clerk to chairman of the board. If indeed tomorrow morning you showed up at the president's office as chairman of the board and president of GM, what would you focus on? That which you know how to do. Let's get organized. Let's clean the bathrooms. Let's, get a new lunch hour period set. You know, let's redo the dietary situation here. Oh, don't bother me with making calls. I don't know anything about that. Your ego functions the same way. It takes what it knows and has dreams and fantasies but cannot deliver. Just as you could sit at the desk of being the chairman of GM and enjoy sitting back and maybe putting your feet up on the highly polished boardroom table and rocking in the big chair and buzzing your secretary and walking down the hall and nodding to people as they recognize you for your importance, etc. But as far as any decisions would go, as far as any business policy changes or implementations would go, you'd be lost. Well, the ego is the same way. It's all show and no performance and no ability. And it's scared in its position that you elevated to it. Because all it's capable of doing is supplying data. And when you give it more responsibility, it freaks and tries to gobble up that responsibility and pretend it knows what it's doing, just as you, unfortunately, often do.
and would do more if you could get away with it. You see, apparently, unfortunately, and apparently, many of you adhere to the Peter Principle, which is to promote someone to their level of incompetence and to leave them there for the rest of your life, and you have elevated your ego to its level of incompetence and now left it there. And it may work in the Peter Principle in American business, but it certainly doesn't work in terms of leading and living your life. The ego promises everything and delivers nothing, is indeed what really goes on there ultimately. Oh, it may deliver a few tidbits, a few little teasers. It may whet your appetite quite nicely and even convince you that it's going to come through in the long haul, but it never does. It never does.
Mine will.
No, it won't. Never has and never will. It's incapable of doing so. And that's its secret. With all its puff and huff, it can't deliver. Only you can deliver. Another analogy for the ego, most definitely, is on what television last night has been for the last 20 years or whatever, The Wizard of Oz, yes? Most definitely, the huff and puff of the ego. And behind it, this mild, meek little thing that is nothing more than a delivery service. And we would suggest here that as you can start conceptualizing this mammoth ego that you are in a sense cultivating or scared to death of, we would suggest here as you can start putting it into a perspective so you can start getting on top of it. And therefore perhaps important to understand where it comes from. How does it develop that way? Well, we've talked in terms of the overall consciousness, in terms of the development of the ego to take dominion over nature and then in a sense forgetting its position, etc. And we've talked about the infantile ego and the developing ego, etc., through the evolution of consciousness, through the ages of growth, etc. But there are some very specific areas, not exclusive areas, but specific areas, where the ego tends to develop and have very fertile soil to do so. The first thing we would suggest is when you're afraid to think. No one's afraid to think, right? We would suggest quite otherwise. That really most people are afraid to think. You're taught by your parents, first of all, don't think. Thinking is dangerous, particularly if those thoughts contradict my own. And therefore you are very much, from the time you're very, very small, encouraged, don't think, just do as I tell you, just do what you're told. I know best, I've thought it out already. Take advantage of my knowledge, don't think. And indeed, you go to school and get the very same message. Not just in elementary school, but all the way through it. You get very clear of the same message. Don't think.
Adventures in which you'll live in a million could-be years on a thousand maybe worlds.
X, minus one.
Tonight's story, Colony, by Philip K. Dick. Existence of Planet Blue, the fourth in orbit around a G-type sun somewhere in the Aldebaran sector, was predicted by spectroscopic analysis and spatio-mathematic equations some 50 years before an exploring mission was dispatched to it. The research team, under Commander Stella Morrison of the Colonial Administration, went into orbit around Planet Blue at 0700 standard sidereal time. Authorized procedures were followed.
Aerial photography completed, Commander.
Anything show on the plate?
Well, Masterson was suspicious of these lines towards the poles, but the angles seemed to be coincidence.
They're not artifacts.
Glacial fogs. Geological survey reports no volcanism.
Mm-hmm.
The launch is back. Dodge has a landing site pinpointed. Preliminary atmospheric tests look good. There's a 0.7 bulge in oxygen, but it's just enough to make you feel good. Looks like an open-air job. No pressure suits or condenser, man.
Well, that's precisely what they thought on Centauri 1. And the whole expedition was wiped out by spores.
Of course.
Are you talking here?
You are a fucking riot. You have to watch this one. I'm running out of music. 99 Rock, more great tunes on the way, including a request for Dave. Don't go away. See, man? No big deal. Relax.
Is the microphone on?
Yeah.
How do you know?
Okay, Mr. Paranoid. When this little switch is on, the mic's on. When it's off, it's off. Same goes for the CDs, the carts, and everything else. No switch, not on. Red and not get shot, Howie. No funny stuff.
Howard.
Howard. Sorry.
How many commercials?
You tell me. Little quiz for you.
3.
Good job, guy. You know, if you ever regain your sanity, you make a great intern.
How do you know which ones to play?
See, everything's listed hour to hour. If the advertiser has paid for a certain time slot, that's what they get. It's really pretty simple.
Do you think maybe you'd be interested in buying something like this? It's like a high dollar item. It's, you know, one of a kind. It's like chance of a lifetime.
Seven exits between Pernition Pass and Great Satan's Village. Oh boy, oh boy. They're laying down funny foam. That's going to block the quadruple bypass, clog every major artery into the city.
WZBC over here. On the radio. New metaphysics. Approved by the appropriate Bush Department for dissemination, propagation, fertilization, monetarization, industrialization. Various switches to pull. All very corporate now, since the hatch was closed several hours ago. Just a memento kind of year here in the homeland. Ground zero of the Western Office Global Command. Still many middle class families with things of value. $4,000 families want their money. Not all of it. That would bring it down. Just most of it. And 98% of the new values creeping up the capillaries from the long arms reaching outward. Not really a conscious decision most of the time. Let's not get paranoid now. We've dreamed of artificial intelligence, as we're told by our scientist priests, since the end of the natural cycle of things around the end of the Great War, when time travel started. Has just gone on akimbo by itself. Dreams of fertile minds, my friends. Your dream. Glad I don't have to participate in this one. I think that's why there's such a thing as performing. It's only about you. Till I get home. Dad went to work early in the morning. Came home late. I think he went to WorldCom World Headquarters somewhere in Europe several corporate buyouts of MCI ago. I think they liked that name, WorldCom, so they kept it. Of course, Microsoft bought in between several other corporate buyouts, oversolds and things. Masculine business is so complicated. Sometimes I have to use all of the times tables to figure it out. Sometimes I have to do a square root when the holding companies sub-route fiscal year planning, cross-leveraged octopus shoots a load somewhere. It takes many years at Harvard to figure it out. Because Daddy went away early in the morning. Sometimes I didn't see him till really early in the morning.
And dreaming can be a way to clear the pipeline of all those snares, and dreaming so important in its function with your creating and your imagining. With your thinking and feeling, as these functions become so much more sharply critical. As much as you know of dream work, as much as you know of dreaming, it is always important to go back and put those members together again to remember why you dream.
The problem is, in success, you want to keep reaching for a higher brass ring.
And if you're locked in an outer reactive energy wasting stress state, you're moving the wrong direction. And an outer reactive energy wasting stress state.
I was assuming a favorable biocheck.
Mm-hmm.
Preliminary photographic survey, Mr. Wood.
Thank you, Dodge. You want them played back here? We haven't transcribed the tape.
If you please, Lieutenant.
393. Al, pipe the photo tapes up here on 324.
Mm. Looks like a green world, all right. Punch up the tape, if you please, Lieutenant.
Orbital checks prove positive. The atmosphere and gravity Earth normal to three places on the Grayson scale. And the exploratory research ship lowered itself by the Meyerson-Lay atmospheric skip method came into a stall tail landing just before sunset on a day marked in the logs as Planet Fall Zero. The hatches remained sealed as a two-mile perimeter was scanned by direct instrumentation. Major Lawrence Hall of Biosurvey reported EEG sweeps to the bridge.
Of course, it isn't conclusive. We've run into life forms that didn't broadcast a brainwave at all. The Gralodon lizard on Ganymede.
Well, I declined. I wasn't going to cut my prices like that. Even for them. You know, with all that they do for artists, I thought nothing doing. So they came up to my figure, and that's the way it wound up. When I was 20, I hung out with some young WPA artists in the Back Bay. And we used to argue about art and whether the Renaissance was coming. And we used to have beers together and sort of spend time. And one evening, one of them suggested, let's go over the Copy Society and sketch from life. Well, I never had, but I could draw as well as any of them. So I went with them, and the model came out with this robe, and she disrobed. And I went into shock. You know, I had never seen a nude woman before in my life, and I thought this was just great. I don't know what kind of a drawing I did. I think maybe I just looked at her and just didn't even look at what I was doing, you know. In any case, I thought, you know, this is a great reason to be an artist. I always knew that, but I never got to it. And it's also a... it's a great reason to be an art student or whatever. And I recalled my misspent life, you know, which involved drawing and painting from the Parker Boys and Denman Ross's studio. And I looked at this terrific girl, and I like this, and I thought this is like being a refugee from YMCA. So that was a real landmark in my life. Now the next thing is how to use all this. Because after all, I'd been doing guys with derby hats, you know, thugs, politicians, whatever, unshaven. And how was I going to work nice nudes into this? I obviously had to take that long step.
Talking about the mind of a serial killer as it relates to the culpability. Someone who has no ability to distinguish between right and wrong is like a child. In the eyes of the law, he should be treated like a child. He should not be in prison, let alone executed.
There you go again. Well, next comes the part where you lay it all at the altar of misfiring synapses, amok biochemicals, and horrendous childhood.
Well, it's a fact. Most of these poor people suffer from severe chemical brain imbalances. Think I put enough tequila in here?
Probably not.
The answer is research and treatment under hospital-supervised conditions, not the electric chair.
Yeah, that's great, Brian. Unless it's your mother's head they find in the refrigerator.
Yeah, but executing the killer would not bring my mother back now, would it?
Thank God.
Oh, everybody's a joker.
Yeah, but it'd sure make you feel a lot better now, wouldn't it?
No, actually, it wouldn't make me feel any better.
Brian, the bottom line is these people are evil, plain and simple.
Good afternoon. Hi.
2-for-1 special.
Nah, I don't know.
Have you got change?
Not a strong back and a job.
No, I mean, I have a dollar. I was wondering if I could get change for
change.
The machine.
I've got change.
You should quit. Quit. You should quit. You should quit. You should quit. You should. Quit.
Can I have a cup of coffee?
Never.
Quit following me. You heard me. Quit following me.
Order method, trauma. Never traumatizing. You should never, 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 never traumatizing. You should never. You should never. You should never traumatize a woman sexually. I should know. I'm a medical doctor. You should never traumatize. You should never name things in order. You should have to label the order.
Hey, cool it down over here.
Ordering one glass. Ordering. Ordering one. One. Toothpicks. Toothpicks. Toothpick labeling. Quit. Quit. You should quit. You should quit. You should. You should. You should. You should quit traumatizing women with sexual intercourse. I should know. I'm a medical doctor. I own a mansion and a yacht. You should quit traumatizing women with sexual intercourse. I should know. I'm a medical doctor. You should quit. You should quit. You should. You should quit traumatizing women with sexual intercourse. I should know. You should quit traumatizing women with sexual intercourse. I should know. I'm a medical doctor. I should know. You should quit. You should never, never know. You never know.
New Metaphysics. Periodical opening to say WZBC out of Newton. It's a very mellow resonance. I have to interleave with. Comes fanning across. Get ye to your inner mind's world. .3 FM. Out of Newton, America. Oblique to the Ground Zero Capital World Office of Intertelecom America and Liaison the pocket corporate offices strewn across all audit of Microsoft software in order on paper. Boards of directors, international flights, and full expense accounts. The perks, my friends.
Skull acted as an effective shielding due to a heavy lead constituent in the body chemistry.
Major Hall, I am not interested in a lecture on extraterrestrial zoology. Is there or is there not life within the range of your instruments?
Well, I'm sorry, Stella. The readings show no electrical brain activity whatsoever, and that covers life down to the level of invertebrates.
With the cap of darkness on his head, invisible as the wind, Perseus followed the curve of the dark sea that girdles the earth until he came to the land beyond, the land of the Hyperboreans, where the sea is a choked marsh, and the sky is low and brown, and the weeds give off a foul stench. Here, he had been told, was where the Gorgons dwelt. He came to earth, picked his way through the rattling weeds, and came to a kind of stone orchard which looked like one of our own graveyards. Grove of statues. Looking closer, he saw that they were the old, worn-down stone figures of men and beasts, and he realized that he was looking at those who had seen Medusa's face and had been turned to stone between one breath and the next.
The brave men, living and dead, who struggled here have consecrated it far above our poor power to add or detract.
And I take a defensive stance in a martial art type of sense. I mean, not a fighting posture, but an alert posture.
So the idea was it would be so clean and neat and sexy and easy to use.
So the budgets start going up. You actually start making safer bets, and or at least what you think are safer bets, because the budgets are higher. You may take fewer shots, and you actually begin to look very much like a major studio.
Christ will be a woman in a man's body with seven heads and seven tails.
Let's go.
The Antichrist will be a woman in a man's body. Seven heads and seven tails.
There may be a few worms turning out there, and unless they're thinking awfully hard about something, we wouldn't pick them up.
Well, thank you. I want preliminary drones out for sampling. How long do you think that will take?
Well, a thorough job, take about 2 weeks.
I have a schedule, Major. How long...
Oh, Christ will be a woman. In a man's body. Seven heads... Seven, eight.
I always knew I'd be a writer, but there's a big difference between writing a magazine article and writing a book. I know. I wrote a magazine article. Everything I ever wanted to know about serial killers fit nicely on those four pages.
Brian, what are we doing here?
Research. Come on, look at this place. You'll get some great photos in here. This is where her nightmares began. Her father worked the night shift here. Most nights he'd take her with him. She was 11 years old. Of course. The bastard knew that nobody could hear her screams over the noise of the machines. The article got me a book deal, a little cash up front. But between the rent and the convertible, the advance was gone. I owed a book and I was stuck. What little I knew about serial killers I'd learned in a university library. And the only thing I knew for certain was that people didn't kill each other in libraries. She murdered her first victim over here. They found him stuffed in the corner. They found her second victim over there. Can you imagine the rage and pain she must have felt returning to this place? Victim returns to the scene of the crime and becomes the criminal.
When you listen, you don't realize all the things that are happening.
I think most people picture the daily goings-on of WKRP.
Probably.
It always amazed me that they could survive with only two...
Commercial ending.
Jack the Ripper on 99 Rock. Here's another tune by request, but before I play it, I'd like to ask my friend Dave for a favor. Dave... I'm being held hostage at the station. Send the police. This is not a joke. Please help.
Remind myself who I am, what my name is, what my various numbers are, where I'm going, where I've been.
How long till you can give me a protective Schedule C clearance?
2 days, and I ought to check airborne spores and microorganisms.
Carry on, Major.
You're exaggerating. We'll be fine.
Do you believe that? Oh, my! Oh, my! Damn it! We're on fire!
It's okay.
We're on fire!
It's okay. It's just smoke. It's just smoke.
Yeah.
You okay?
Yes.
You want to do it again?
No! Truman, stop! Oh,
so, what are we going to do for money when we get to New Orleans?
I have my Sea Haven bank card.
So what, we're just going to eat into our savings? Is that it? You know, I'm going to have to call your mother when we get there. She's going to be worried sick. I don't know how she's going to take this.
what now?
Herman, looks like a leak at the plant.
Back up, back up. Leak at the plant. They had to shut her down.
Is there any way around?
Whole air is being evacuated.
Is there anything I can do?
No, ma'am. Thank you for your help.
You're welcome, Truman.
Reactive energy wasting stress state, you're moving the wrong direction.
And you know this, but we begin this evening of lucid dreaming, reminding, as you are remembering. Now, many of you also have, beyond the traditional, begun to explore or have explored this phenomenon called lucid dreaming. And you have worked with its few techniques, as there are in this realm, in this arena, few techniques. Lucid dreaming, it flows upon a continuum. Lucid dreaming, being conscious that you are dreaming while you're doing it. Being conscious that you are dreaming. Lucid dreaming. Being conscious of what you are dreaming. Lucid dreaming. Being interactive with your dreams. Lucid dreaming upon a continuum begins with being conscious that you dream. It moves to being conscious what you dream. It moves to being interactive with your dreams. These are the spontaneous lucid dreaming. The goal, often for those who explore and awaken to the phenomenon, the goal for those who, awakening to the phenomena, use the fewer techniques to achieve lucid dreaming, moves from this to being conscious that, to being conscious what, to interactive, to a state where you can bring your conscious self into your subconscious and unconscious self while you're asleep, while you're in that altered state called sleep. This is the determined level. And this is often the goal. This is it. This is what, hey, wow, that's it. You start out in the first stages. Wow, I knew I was dreaming. I knew that I was doing that. I was conscious of that. And I woke up. Wow! Wow! 2 seconds, 3 seconds, 5 seconds of consciousness while I was dreaming, but wow, that was cool. Oh, man. That was neat. What were you dreaming? But I just was in the midst of this dream and I knew all of a sudden, I'm conscious, I'm dreaming. Boom. And you come wide awake. But it's the beginning, yeah. In time you move to the point where indeed you realize I'm conscious that, but I don't wake up. I don't boom out of an overwhelm. I stay there to look around and see what I'm dreaming. I don't understand what it means. I don't have any particular interpretation. But then it's wow. Not only that, but watch.
It has an adequate watershed in the hills here, and weather conditions vary sufficiently to give the settlers something to talk about. There are large deposits of various minerals. The colonists can set up their own factories. They won't have to do any importing. Over here is the biggest forest on the planet. If they have any sense, they'll leave us, but if they want to make newspapers out of it, that's not our concern.
Finding those little gems and taking those chances, which is really where they made their bones, doesn't look like as good a business.
Duramax is to, you know, independent film as Godiva is to, you know, designer chocolate. It's owned by Campbell's. You know, it doesn't mean anything anymore.
I began to realize that there were really two kinds of people in the world.
The world will little note nor long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
A stone child running, a stone man dismounting from a stone horse.
He would just dump their brains into it, and then we would end up with the great big amorphous massed brain there to run our search engines on and to try to make head or tail of.
Now, all reports are in except bio, and I think that before long we'll be getting...
Stop it!
Major Hall, may I remind you that when the consul is in session, no one is permitted to interrupt...
Come to my lab.
Look, Hall, if you're not feeling well, you look a little sick.
Yes, well, I should be. My microscope just tried to strangle me.
What?
Oh, I see.
It almost got me, but I blasted it. The worst.
It isn't?
No. The microscope is still there. After I blasted it, I found it under the lab bench. Untouched.
Because this place is the catalyst. She needed to relive her own nightmares before she could kill those men.
Because for the first time, I understood that woman as a human being. I was walking where she walked, where she killed. I was in her skin. I was looking through her eyes.
Look, Major, you sure you don't need a psych test?
Well, I don't know. I suppose it does sound a little...
You look post-trauma to me.
Huh? Oh.
Newspaper. Newspaper. The old style typesetting.
No, I wasn't aware of that at all.
When I first discovered Curtis, I found this photograph of three pagan chiefs out on the plains. And I still hadn't come home yet, so for me, this was like coming home. I mean, I looked at this.
Maybe you're right. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Commander.
Put Major Hall on psycho report.
Time, rather than showing him the green pass, I showed him my open hand in a gesture of, hi, Scotty.
I watched Amblin. It's quite an amazing film. There's one moment in it that I thought was extraordinary. Two kids stop at, it looks like a corral of some kind. And there is a shot in there. I timed it. It's 58 seconds. Mm-hmm. Was that handheld?
Yeah, that was handheld. And she had a rope tied to her. And the other end of the rope was around Alan Davio, who was the director of photography, and like me, a student and trying to get started at the same time. And to keep her in focus, he sort of tied her at the end of a long lead so he could always know how the distance between the lens and her eyes, and kept that in focus.
I think we'll have to proceed to order colonization here without him.
Major Hall proceeded to Psych Center, and inserting his ID card in the robot Neo Rorschach machine, he placed his hands on the contacts and activated the searching Gestalt circuits. Presently, the green light flashed, indicating tentative diagnosis. Major Hall hit the response key.
Severe disturbance. Instability ratio above 10.
And that's over danger, isn't it?
Yes. 8 is danger. 10 is unusual, especially for a person of your index. Your norm is 4.
Yeah, I know.
I require more data to determine whether this unusual instability ratio is an aberrant reaction or is normal survival oriented.
You've called Amblin an attack of crass commercialism.
Yeah,
I don't know why. I liked it. And a Pepsi commercial.
Well, a lot of people offer me TV commercials after they saw it, which is why I've called it a Pepsi commercial. I got a lot of job offers in the commercial area.
But it also got you into Universal Pictures.
That was the big break. That was the big break. Well, I guess the image, and once again, you know, I'm self-conscious thinking about an image from my movies that I'm going to parade out in front of all of you, because there isn't just one image that is symbolic for anything. But if there is a single image that, for me, stands for what I believe in, it's the image of the little boy in Close Encounters opening the door to all of that light coming through, all of the light from whatever was out there. And not knowing what was out there, and that little boy having a chance, having the curiosity to go out there and touch it and be warmed by it and be curious about it, to me is symbolic for a lot of stuff I believe in. You want me to define acting?
Thank you.
thing you're saying was a joke. Oh, swear I'll shoot you if you don't. Do it. Fuck you. Just fucking do it. Put something on now.
My ass, Howie.
Put something on now, Jack, or I'll fucking kill you.
Five and a half minutes, give or take. Put one right here, pal, if you're gonna. I don't need this shit. I've had enough crap in my 33 years. Shoot me now if it's gonna happen. Otherwise, it's my fucking show!
I'm okay!
Stone lovers touching.
And then there's also the problem of painting from life anyway. There's a problem of how the nude fits, and there's also the problem of being able to do a design at all if you're dependent on the nature in front of you. I mean, Rembrandt always painted from models, I think. But then he could do a sketch, a very realized sketch of perhaps a dozen people, and they do this in about a minute and a half. So.
Well, I can't tell you anymore.
It is illegal to hold back information during a robo-psych test.
Morgan, I'm with the Corporate Relations Department of the New York Times, and I'm here to take you on a tour of the New York Times, so let's begin.
Just repeat that which you are told. Let me, the professor, do the thinking. Read my book and adhere to my idea. In college, in high school, it's more obvious. Many times due to the insecurity of the teacher, very much so, discouraging thought and encouraging memory. And therefore, very clearly, your educational system, for the most part, not exclusively, but for the most part, very much encourages you not to think. And your society as a whole, similarly encourages you not to think. In fact, rather makes it easy to go insane if you do. With all the double think and double talk and all the strangeness of reality that your government, your bureaucratic systems create. It's almost out of self-defense that you stop thinking. And we can understand that and have some compassion for that. But nonetheless, we would suggest it happens. Your society discourages thought. From government to religion, it discourages thinking. And we would suggest here your stubbornness of hanging on to the past similarly discourages thinking. To revel in the past, to stay back there, to how bad it really was and how terrible they really were, or how grand and great it really was, is indeed a discouragement to thinking. For if you thought about it for about 10 minutes, you'd realize that's ridiculous. I can't live in that past. I can't keep hanging on to it, good or bad. But we would suggest here that thinking is discouraged, and when you don't think, your ego has to. When you refuse to provide the form and the context which provides thinking, the ego supplies the data and then will also take over the function of putting that data in form and context, and will creepingly, and sometimes not so creepingly, take over and do all your thinking for you, so that you never think. Oh, I think a lot. Think about it for a moment. How much do you think?
Unfortunately, it turned out just to be too difficult. The browser was written using NextStep, which is a very nice system, and then on Macs and PCs, it was much more difficult to do that. But there are a few things around, a few products around now, which are getting there.
Hang
And she drove right through it. I'll stay on top of her.
Is he gone? Holy Virgin, what is happening out there?
Spot coming at you, Bob.
All right. Well, run, Spot, run.
Perseus closed his eyes and took a deep breath. He drew his new moon sword, held it ready, and raised his bright shield.
Big meat eater, Mallory?
I could be.
You always dressed like that, or you just waiting for me?
Why'd I be dressed like this for somebody I don't know?
Maybe something inside you told you to. You know, like fate. You believe in fate, Mallory?
Maybe.
Well, I'm too happy. Want to go for a ride and talk about it?
Doctor, no more meat.
I eat what I want, so what? I mean, this fucking food here, you pray after you eat.
Just that I don't want you to clog up your arteries and just keel over here at the table.
I don't fucking cry, it turns me off.
I haven't cried in 15 years and you still haven't touched me.
How about him?
You were drunk and you thought you were in Mallory's room. That's why we have Kevin.
What, you mean Mallory's my mom?
Look! What'd you say? Out with the meat man. Back before dawn. Love Mallory.
Anderson,
yeah,
your car!
My car? Ooh, that meat man cocksucker. I broke her in and he grabbed her. I'll fix his ass too. Call the cops! Come on!
Deliberately distort diagnosis, which is punishable by 6 months forfeiture of pay and allowances, or such other penalty as a court-martial may direct.
Thanks a heap. Look, do you record a high degree of unbalance for me?
There is a high degree of psychic disorganization, but what it signifies, or its etiology, I am unable to determine without further data.
Up-and-coming jazz French trumpeters, do they call them, Oscar?
No, man. I blow it's French horn.
Would you get a little, just a...
Yeah, I blow French horn.
Get a little closer to the microphone.
Yeah.
Okay, a little closer, Oscar.
French horn, man.
Uh-huh. French horn.
Yeah.
And what do they call you, a French hornist?
Well, you know, like I blow horn, man.
Would you speak up a little bit, Oscar?
I blow horn, man.
Yeah. Fine. And tell me, how do you like Dixieland, Oscar?
Well, I mean, you know.
Well, what about? Would you say Tchaikovsky?
Yeah, man.
I mean, you know.
Man, I mean, I dig more like, you know, Bartok scene or Shasta Povich or some bit like that, man, because, I mean, I'm more swinging. You know?
Well, how would you compare the kind of music play with... how would you compare that with art? You know, what kind of art,
man,
artistic...
I think art blows the most. I mean, he came with a band about 3 years ago, man, and he was a real, small-town cat, and I mean, he was swinging, man, but he was a small-town cat.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, he started low with us, and it was a real nut.
And who are you appearing with currently now here in San Francisco?
Well, man, I'm on the show with Stan, you know.
Stan.
My combo, and we're playing with on the same stand with Stan.
And how are the crowds receiving you down there?
They
like it.
Well, I mean, they come, man.
Step a little closer to the microphone.
They come, man.
A little louder, please.
Yeah, well.
We want the audience to hear everything you have to say. See, that's mighty good drum. What do you call that riff?
Well, you know.
There was Paul's obsession with John Wilkes Booth. Both of us were interested in the Civil War, even at a very young age.
That's an interesting way to live. Nervous. Every day you wake up in the morning and you would say, I wonder how many times I'm going to be nervous today.
Now, what are your plans for the future, Osk?
Man, I'm here, and I mean, I've met a swinging group here. I like Frisco the most, man, because, I mean, the town jumps, you know? I mean, there are a lot of scenes, man, and so, I mean, it's like that, you know?
What would you advise a young artist, a young musician to do? Would you advise him to get an academic education or strive immediately for self-expression?
Well, man, I mean, I'm a musician, Dick, and I mean, to me, the most important thing is, you should blow, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I tried to make it at Juilliard, man, and it's a real bad scene, you know, man? I mean, it's a bad scene,
Bad scene?
I think we got a book here with your pictures and my writing. It's a book. It's a book.
A book on the warehouse murder?
No. A book on some of the most infamous murders in American history. I want to go to where they lived and where they killed, and I want you to take the pictures, and I'm going to write the text.
But the assassination of Abraham Lincoln. The darker side. John Wilkes Booth.
If you don't bring in some kind of a report by then, I'll have to supersede you under a Section 23.
Ah, yes, that's what happened on Vishnu, isn't it?
What? Six.
Tiff.
Well, I think the signal is people to determine without further data.
Black cape.
Clocks and other types of test instrumentation.
Clock.
There's your paper. Did you read about the tax reform in the newspaper?
And on these sort of cynical alliances. And that's, there's a pattern of that going back about 30 years back.
He had to judge all his movements by the weight of things, because the cap of darkness made him invisible even to himself.
Okay, well, just take a tip from me. Stay away from homicidal microscopes.
That is an interesting Freudian slip.
But some of you will discover, more of you than perhaps would like to believe, would discover you don't think at all.
They're just taking audio in here. Yeah. They're taking audio in here. Audio. No cameras. No still. We went over this quite thoroughly. They don't even take a still camera in here.
You're part of a major studio. There's the pressure to constantly generate profits, and that's tough to do as an indie. That's sort of the history of Miramax.
One thing that I think has the greatest advantage to both change the financial underpinnings of the business and create a wider circle or a wider orbit of audience, a differentiated audience, and a wider orbit of talent that can feed that audience.
Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me, but I haven't had a good pistol whipping lately.
Well, let's go. I don't want any more dead air.
Relax. 5 minutes is an eternity in radio.
You undoubtedly mean homicidal maniacs, not microscopes. This indicates a possible maladjustment in the area of your specialty.
Why don't you go grease your edge?
I will consider that suggestion.
I want to do this, I want to do that. Interactive in your dream states. I'm running away from this, and I'm now conscious that I'm dreaming. And I'm now conscious what I'm dreaming. And I decide, whoa, wait a minute. I'm going to leap tall buildings, whatever, get away from whatever's chasing me. I'm going to stop, and I'm going to turn, and I'm going to confront what chases me. Now that interaction may be only a moment. But you see, it's progressing, to reach that point where I can bring my conscious state into the subconscious, unconscious state while dreaming. Because you see, in your conscious state, you have this thing called choice. And to bring your conscious state means you can bring choice. And all that that means into subconscious and unconscious, where choice does not exist. There's a lot of power in your subconscious, no question. There's an immensity of power in your unconscious, beyond what you can fathom. But there's no choice. Those parts of you do not choose. Conscious you chooses. To bring that consciousness into your subconscious, into your unconscious, while you are sleeping, where you can exercise choice.
Everything I see you.
I know, baby. I'm going crazy, too.
Even ugliness looks beautiful because of you. And even though I'm in here, I visit you every night.
See the pyramids along the
Listen, Mickey. My daddy, he's gone the movies away so that you can't ever find me. I'm scared.
He can't keep me away from you.
Okay. He said if you ever show up, he's gonna kill you.
Kill me? When's this supposed to happen? Can I help you?
He won't leave me alone. He keeps fucking touching me and I can't take it. I have to go. Because if he finds out I'm gone, he's going to beat me and everything. I just wanted to tell you I love you and I miss you. Don't forget about me. You won't forget about me.
I won't forget about you. It's cool.
Out of Newton. The usual apparati. Confabulations. Many mechanisms. Many steps. It's the modern nervous system. So you best be a little careful, I just said. No metaphysics. Just lay in track. Get to the Pacific. Pass them through. Remember, there can't be too many chefs cooking stew. And your spices are imported. From the fireplace in the Middle East, down, under, and through. White man has to keep an eye out for the red, be it black or just swarthy. What it says on the white paper. Above and below that line. Out of Newton. Certified by one of the big four accounting firms. Still left to bedrock our faith. Our Plymouth bedrock, baby. In whom we trust. I'm going to have a big lunch tomorrow. At least a 3-star. Clients from abroad. Get my portable PC out and document. Maybe a slideshow. Best Microsoft has to offer. Cell phone. And by all means, keep my arithmetic in order to show my work.
He went and shot the Derringer into Abraham Lincoln's brain.
Major Hall returned to the biosection lab and tested the atmosphere near the place where he had fired his blast gun at the microscope. The analysis showed a high density of metallic particles colloidally suspended in the air. In a state of confusion, with an emotional distress quotient of at least 0.742, he stripped off his uniform and entered the shower. Oh.
Oh, well, you can't expect anybody to believe a story like that. I must be off my rocker.
Major Hall stepped out of the shower, reached for one of the towels on the rack. The towel wrapped around his head and yanked him against the wall. Rough cloth pressed over his mouth and nose. He fought wildly, pulling away. All at once, the towel let go. Major Hall crawled out of the shower and proceeded to dress. His belt, heavy canvas with reinforced metal links, tried to get him around the waist and crush him. The belt, being a heavy-duty issue, was strong, and they rolled on the floor until Hall was able to reach his blaster. He threw himself down in a chair to regain his breath. The arms of the chair started to close around him, but this time he was ready.
ZBC out of Newton. Friendly dispensary and candy man of any stripes. All DJs here at the W is the Z. Trained in-house by company men. Overseas office. Standard protocol. A word now made famous by consumer software and fields. All computer users at home wear white coats in a laboratory. You can look it up. New metaphysics right now. Gary Geiserman. Wrapped coil-like around it. 0.68 on the meter. That, my friends, is so I can unwrap later. Go home. And go home later. Otherwise, could be a little circular motion. Symmetrical. That's no way to live.
I didn't know what to get you guys, so.
Whoa!
Then there's our friend Dave. He's married, sells insurance, and lives in the suburbs.
Times I'm going to be nervous today. I'm going to be nervous today, because it happens every day.
And that is often there. Yeah, that's it. But we would suggest that this continuum continues. Luminous, or rather, excuse us, lucidity, to be lucid, means to be transparent. It means to be clear.
That you've gone through days and weeks and some of you years without thinking. Oh yes, you think, you know, what am I going to have for dinner? And sometimes that's the toughest decision that you've made all day. And we aren't being cruel in saying that. When you look at it, for some of you, the sadness is true. But the toughest thing you ever think about is what to eat. And when. Oh sure, you think about what to wear and, you know, this sort of thing sometimes. But we would suggest you think abstract thoughts. Do you think about ideas? Do you think about concepts? Do you think about understanding something you don't understand yet? And how much time I think about thinking about it, yes. I think about someday I'm going to do that, when I've got some time off, when I'm not so busy, when there aren't so many problems, when my life is working, then, after I get everything together, then I'll start thinking about concepts, ideas.
Well, for one thing, acting is not being afraid to be made a fool of, and having the courage to have people laugh at you and still do it and still want to do it. And acting to me is about courage.
He arrived at Hopi just in time for the famous snake dance. Government agents and missionaries had been trying to stop the ceremony for years, but the railroads had turned it into a huge tourist attraction. Every August, photographers, anthropologists, and sightseers flocked to Hopi to see the dance. Most sightseers viewed the ritual as a weird, savage Stone Age entertainment. Curtis saw the ceremony differently.
In reality, it is not a dance, but a beautiful, dramatized prayer for rain. If the gods are angry and withhold the rain, famine and subsequent death stalk the land.
The dancers sing to the snakes, then release them to bring their messages to the gods.
After witnessing the snake dance ceremony in the plaza, I was profoundly moved and realized if I was to fully understand its significance, I must participate if permission could be obtained.
Curtis asked the snake chief, Sikiletstua, to initiate him into the snake society. Sikiletstua did not give him an answer.
Major, I don't believe you were announced.
What, Commander? Stella?
You're armed. You know that regulations
are... Sorry, Stella, this is important.
Well, what do you want? I have a report here from the robo-psych tester. It says you've hit a ratio of 10 within the last 24-hour period. We've known each other for a long time. Larry, what's happening to
Stella, you? Stella, I told you. A little while ago, my microscope tried to strangle me. Then when I was getting out of the shower, a bath towel tried to smother me. I got by that. And while I was dressing, my belt...
Wood, in here on the double.
And I finally blasted that. And then an armchair beside...
Yes, Commander.
Stand by a moment.
Stella, will you listen to me? This is serious. Ordinary objects suddenly turning lethal. Maybe this is what we've been looking for. Maybe this is...
Your microscope tried to kill you.
I told you, its stems got me here around the windpipe.
No one else saw this happen.
No. I blasted it, and then I found it again, perfectly all right.
I see. Wood.
Yes, ma'am.
Get two guards and take Major Hall down to Captain Taylor in sick bay. Have him confined until he can be sent back to Terra for examination.
See, he could draw without a model. In other words, it's a matter of professional pride with me that I don't need one. I'm a physiognomist. I'm convinced there are two types of artists in this world. There's one of Frank Jowett Mather called the athleticists. among whom you might number Tintoretto, you might think of El Greco, Michelangelo, Lord knows, even Botticelli. And the others, I would say, are the aforementioned physiognomists, to whom the human psychology, let's say the look of an eye, a little furrow here, a mole there, is of enormous importance and has its own kind of beauty. I many times have felt that I would love to paint a lovely girl and have her appear lovely, but it always turns out differently. She gets kind of chunky, and the rectangle gets more and more stuffed with human tissue. It's all right. It's just that if you ever want your wife painted, just don't call on me, because if one eye is a little lower than the other and there's a mole in a bad place or something, I will love it and I will catch it.
You read books that are exciting or that challenge your thought, that make you think, etc. How many of you read books where you have to look in the dictionary to understand the meaning of the word, to look up the words, to add to your thinking capacity, etc.? And indeed, that's not, we're not asking for answers to that, but just to think about it. Because we would suggest thinking is one of the easiest ways, or the lack of thinking is one of the easiest ways for the ego to take over. The development of the negative ego is fertilized most by the fact that you don't think. And it's not your fault, and the saints saying shame on you, you dummies, or anything like that, to understand your society, to understand the messages so repeatedly put out to you. And with television and movies and with home entertainment, rather, is perhaps now the new phrase that is more appropriate, with home entertainment, be that video or whatever, there's less and less need to think. It'll do it for you. And, you know, all the psychological studies about, you know, all the kids growing up with television as the babysitters and the boob tube and the, all this sort of crazy terminology that has been developed. It's nonetheless when it's all, when all the confetti falls to the ground, one still is left with the idea that indeed it doesn't encourage thinking. In fact, it does all the thinking for you. And therefore it lays wide and lays you vulnerable for the negative ego to gobble you up.
Time to take a shit and smoke a cigarette. Bleed to death.
You're not gonna bleed to death. I need to make my request.
Oh, I almost forgot. You're running the show. You know, you'd be a good program director. Don't suppose you have change of cigarettes, do you?
No.
Now I'm running out of fucking music.
Jack the Ripper.
That's my dream. It's my nightmare.
On 99 Rock.
Apocalypse Now.
Yeah, thought it kind of fit.
Did you ever see the making of Apocalypse Now?
Yeah, the Coppola's wife shot.
Amazing all the work that goes into a picture like that. It's kind of like this. You don't realize what goes on behind the scenes.
I'm going to the lounge. I need a cigarette.
You can't smoke in here?
No, man, you can't smoke in any studio. It fucks up the decks.
And again?
What the fuck do I care at this point? What, you want one?
Oh, no. It looks good and all, but I quit a while ago.
Critics are unanimous. They hate Pull My String, a new level of low, a morbid exploitation of the freshly dead, the end of film.
Curtis added a new motion picture camera to his equipment, headed for Arizona and the Navajo Reservation, and succeeded in filming a Yeviche dance. The ceremony is a 9-day prayer for healing. The masks were buried until winter, when the ceremony would take place. With bolts of calico and silver dollars, Curtis paid 3 Navajos to help him carve new masks and stage a Yeviche dance for his camera. He returned to Seattle with his rare motion pictures.
Edward S. Curtis, the local photographer, has the distinction of accomplishing what the Smithsonian Institution has tried for years to do and failed. Curtis overcame suspicion and broke into the sacred precincts of a guarded religious rite.
The psalms and the prayer, they're supposed to heal. The sickness and illness is supposed to leave the patient and go on into another time or a dimension. But when you take it and film it or record it or photo it, you capture that, and the patient would not get healed. I think Curtis should have respected the Navajo and just left it alone, all alone.
You're not supposed to take those. No. Even me, my
right
son.
Right now, Oscars could confiscate these pictures. You can't take them.
Let's sue them.
They were taken 100 years ago.
Yeah, but we're saying we could confiscate them right now. We disagree with what your documentary is saying. You're putting all the pictures into today's world, which is not right. Our relatives are supposed to be let down. It's supposed to be over. We're not here to bring it up from what's in the past.
If you took your video to a flute ceremony, you're probably history. You'd probably be thrown over the cliff alive, like we did the Spaniards in 1680.
Indian people set their own limits on what they would let Curtis photograph.
The person that's putting up the Sundance is the boss. If he says it's all right to have pictures taken, it's not a problem. And then I asked him, what would you do if you were putting the Sundance? And he came and asked you to take a picture, and that's where he said, I tell him to go to hell.
I think these people that are hired to perform for Ed Curtis, they didn't want to let Ed Curtis take the whole ceremony on film and to take it with him. On that footage, it's all reversed. They're holding their rattle with their left hand, so they're out of timing. All the dancers, they were going counterclockwise.
For the first time, Navajos had allowed a camera to record the ceremony, but they had performed the dance backwards and had kept the most sacred parts to themselves.
Listen, sorry, Major. You can't prove this story, and we'll just have to assume it's a psychotic projection on your part, and we can't afford to have any psychotics running around loose on this planet.
This. We can go through Tennessee. We can drop through Arkansas, wherever the hell Arkansas is. There it is. And then we can drop down into Texas, and from there it's a straight shot right into...
We're in the composing room. This is where the pages are composed. This is the typographical area.
What's the ratio of news to advertising?
60% ads. This might seem big, but it is average. In fact, below average. Our 60% might include, on some days, maybe 20 pages of classified advertising all to itself, where the rest of the newspapers weighted much heavier news to advertising. But the paper, in its entirety, every day, large or small, is 60 ads, 40 news. Well, that completes our tour of the New York Times, and I hope you found it informative, and I hope that you read the New York Times every day of your life from now on.
It is for us the living, rather, to be dedicated here to the unfinished work which they who fought here have thus far so nobly advanced.
And up until earlier last year, we really avoided doing any testing on living organisms.
Çabuk yoruldum.
It's been 5.5 years. We've all been stopped by the police. At one time, a policeman commented that my hand was shaking. This was the first time my hand was definitely shaking. And he was really apologetic about it because his consciousness was the people hate the cops. And I'm not so bad and don't be afraid. So he apologized to me, you know.
I don't know, I had an experience I like to tell. Walking down the street at night, about 10 o'clock at night, and by a counter where you could buy a fresh squeezed orange juice, suddenly the police cars come screaming up, and four cops jump out with their guns drawn. And then a paddy wagon pulls up, and...
Wood, carry on.
You'll be all right, Hall. Back on Earth, they can clear a thing like this up in a few weeks.
Yeah, maybe you're right, Wood. Maybe I'm just out of my mind.
Here we are. Captain Taylor! Captain Taylor! He should be in. Captain! I had you unlocked. Taylor! What's the matter?
That scatter rug is short.
Open up quick before he's crushed. Grab that rug.
Now hear this. Now hear this. General alarm. General alarm. Emergency stations. Emergency stations. Condition red. Sidearms will be issued to all personnel. General alarm.
Captain Taylor tells me the rug came from Terra. His grandmother braided it.
That's what I was trying to tell you. It was not the rug that attacked them.
Then what was it?
Something that looked like this rug. And it was something that looked like a microscope that went for me. And the towel and the belt.
You mean there's some life form that can imitate anything?
Yes, it seems so.
In I go. And we go about 5 blocks, and the back of the door is thrown open, and somebody's head sticks in and says, "That's not him." And I just happened to fit the description of someone who was being looked for.
Is the World Wide Web broadband.
The idea that it'll collapse the distance between the eureka of the artist and the wow of the audience. Collapse it all and get them much closer together and allow those two forces to come together with greater frequency and greater selectivity, to my mind, has enormous potential.
Good for you. Probably did it just to be cool anyway.
Okay, give me one. What the hell? Good for so long, too.
I'd say the moment you walked in here and started rearranging my films, you stopped being good.
I told you not to do anything stupid, and you did. I warned you, Jack.
You might as well start smoking again. It's a real good way to pass the time in the joint.
I ain't going to jail, Jack. And I don't see the cops racing in here, do you? Your friend's probably got his tape player on. Nobody knows what's going on in here. Just a couple of guys hanging out playing records. Like old friends, old amigos from New York City.
This is insane. You are insane. I'm insane sitting here still doing the show.
What's that?
Phone's ringing.
Don't!
Or what, you'll shoot me? Oh, I forgot, yeah. Then I'd be dead. But I'd be bigger than Stern immediately. Think of the publicity. Maybe you'd be doing me a favor. I could quit this fucking comeback attack. 99 Rock.
Zeppelin, dude! Dude?
Yeah, fucking Zeppelin. I do have a memory. Christ. Zeppelin's so fucking over, it's not even funny.
Zeppelin's the best band that ever fucking played, man.
They were a monster band for years, with good reason. But I've heard fucking Black Dog more times than John Paul Jones. It's over. Give it a rest.
Does that mean you're not going to play any?
Yeah.
Early on.
Up until last year.
That is correct.
If you took a normal clock, a wound clock that was accurate, and you put it in the field, what could you prove, or what could you...
What you would have would be a perfect demonstration, which we've done over and over again. Of showing how the time rate acceleration happens. We place one clock field is, and then one clock outside of the field is a reference clock, and it can show the divergence.
Andrew, now on September 23rd of 79, we talked about the fact that the world is happening such that it's no longer possible to know all there is to know. That it's no longer possible to get training on to become an expert at everything you do. Much in the 1800s and early 1900s, a person could be totally self-sufficient in the sense of learn all the skills of all the tasks they needed to know and function very linearly, very happily. But that the world is moving too quickly, that time is going too fast, that there's just too much to know. And when you look at it, the amount, the explosion of knowledge that has occurred in the last 20 years is incredible. The amount of knowledge that was known.
And it's dead.
Hey, Charlie, general alarm. Get up out of that sack. Hey, what'd you do with my gloves?
Oh.
Hey, where'd I get two pair?
Well, meeny, meeny, miny.
Mo. One pair of gloves is the same as the other. Hey, these gloves are moving. How do you like that?
The three Navajos who had helped Curtis were later arrested by the Indian agent for participating in a forbidden ceremony.
passing of every old man or woman means the passing of some tradition, some knowledge of sacred rites possessed by no other. Consequently, the information that is to be gathered for the benefit of future generations must be collected at once, or the opportunity will be lost for all time.
Unless that was last year, that you are probably not grown up. You're not accepting the fact that this is it, folks. This is your adulthood. This is your real life, honest. It may be an illusion, but it's the only one you got. At least at this time, that you're aware of. Well, think about that. How many of you in your 50s still remember the good old Saturday afternoon football? Or remember the times when you and your sorority sisters got together and dished all kinds of dirt about Susie Q or whatever?
The fond days, 30 years ago, 40 years ago. How many of you think the 60s is still just a few years back? Just 5 or 6 years ago, it was the 60s. It was 20 years ago. 20 years ago.
Though far away in the West, he was influenced by Alfred Stieglitz and other members of the photo secession movement in New York.
Stieglitz and the photo secession and the pictorialists in general wanted to make a picture. They didn't want to make a photograph. They wanted to make a picture that would stand alone like other kinds of pictures, paintings, lithographs, etchings, and drawings. That's where the word pictorialist comes from.
Curtis often blurred his images with soft focus to create a misty effect, or photographed people against sunsets, turning them into silhouettes and obscuring their modern clothes. In the expressive, pictorialist style, he found the perfect form for his nostalgic images.
There are a lot of pictures where the people are kind of disappearing with their backs to you out of the frame, and that was to symbolize the whole notion of the vanishing race.
J. Pierpont Morgan, the richest man in the world, was funding a project which was recording and celebrating the lives of the poorest people in America. And then when the volumes were subscribed to, they were subscribed to by very wealthy individuals, industrialists, railroad tycoons, bankers. Virtually all these people had interests which were diametrically opposed to the interests of Native Americans. The project is to some degree aimed at appealing to financial elites. And I think that Curtis did have very deep contradictions in his nature, although he believed in what he called the old-time Indian. At the same time, he was thinking that Native Americans would be economically destroyed if they didn't assimilate as rapidly as possible.
There seems a broadly prevalent idea that the Indians lack a religion. Rather than being without a religion, every act of his life is according to divine prompting.
When I first saw the pictures, I didn't know who they were. I didn't know that one of them was my grandma. I was excited because, you know, I got to see my grandma young. And she says she remembers this white man coming out and taking the pictures. It took a long time for the pictures to be taken. She just said, yeah, I remember that. We had to all get our hair fixed and get all dressed up. I think they normally wore cotton dresses. They rarely wore this outfit unless there was a special occasion.
On the one hand, they're being asked to dress up and sing and make their pottery for the white people that are showing up, you know, to demonstrate their culture. On the other hand, they're being sent to jail because they don't want their kids to go to the Indian training schools. And then, what's the third hand? Well, the third hand is their own lives. What are they thinking? What are they thinking about all this?
Blue gloves are going for my blast pistol. Charlie, is this one of your crazy electronic gags? Did you rake my gloves? Hey, look out for that pistol! Look out!
Commander, there's another casualty. Lieutenant Dodd.
What happened?
I don't know. He seems to have shot himself.
Oh, no.
Stella, I think that I have something.
Dodge is dead.
Look, we know that this thing can camouflage us. It can imitate any object it leans up against. All right, now, listen to this.
Larry, we've got
this to... This is the answer. It's a tape from Captain Galt. He was out on bio survey. He had a throat mic on. He was talking to the operator at base. Now, listen to this.
Head for home now. What's this emergency about? Hourglass Stella having hysterics? That's funny. I could swear I parked my bucket over by those trees. Well, it's here anyway. Heat up some coffee for me. I'll be in a cup. Yeah, that's funny. There's another bucket over by the trees. Where'd this one come from? Let me out. The thing's stuck. It's folding up around me. Joe, get a squad out here. Acid, I can't get out. It's digestive fluid. Get somebody out here before.
Now, going silently as he could, he made his way among the terrible stone figures until he heard a sound of snoring. He stood still and looked. Glittering in the muddy light were brass wings. He raised his shield now, not daring to look directly, and held it as a mirror and guided himself by the reflection.
I just happened to fit the description of someone who was being looked for an alleged robbery. And so then the police offered to drive me home, which of course I declined.
We have a very strong ethic that fear is an open subject, and that when somebody's afraid in a situation, they have an obligation to say so because it's often real. We assume it's based on a real thing, and we'll figure out later if it was right or not right.
The other thing to say about the fear thing, I think, is that because of the nature of American society, a lot of people wake up that way. The state is around. It's everywhere. And
Television. Which is your favorite TV program?
Let me get you some help, Truman. You're not well.
Why do you want to have a baby with me? You can't stand me.
That's not true. Why don't you let me fix you some of this new milk cocoa drink? All natural cocoa beans from the upper slopes of Mount Nicaragua, no artificial sweeteners.
What the hell are you talking about? Don't care. Faith.
nobody can stop fate. Nobody can. Now one of these nights soon, we'll be coming for you.
Gotta go.
Two fucking fags. Kill him! Kill a fucking Indian! Where the fuck do you think you're going?
I'm going out!
You ain't going nowhere!
Hey, Jack. Mickey's back.
Well, just the prick I want to see. All right, fuckface. Now I'm gonna take your eye out and show it to you.
Amazing to me that Native people were able to accommodate all these conflicting ideas and survive.
She says sometimes it's funny what he tells them to do, you know, to grind and look at the camera at the same time because they're used to looking at what they're doing. She said it was fun because they giggled and laughed a lot. When they needed to laugh, they just put their head down so that they can laugh.
When you smoke a pipe with somebody, that means there's going to be no lies. There's going to be, you know, the world, our world is open. We're opening our world to each other.
I returned to the Hopi villages over a period of many years, renewing my sincere request to be made a priest in the snake ceremony.
They watch him. That he is true and honest man. He wants to learn for himself.
After 6 years of polite refusals, Sikiletstua finally agreed to initiate Curtis into the Snake Society.
My grandfather Sikalastewa, the snake priest, adopted him, made him a regalia. They went through the ceremony and gave him a Hopi name.
As part of his initiation, Sikalastewa invited Curtis along on the secret snake hunt.
There was no lack of snakes to be found. There were diamondbacks, sidewinders, bull snakes, whip snakes, but the majority of them were rattlers. Our sacks soon became heavy with the weight of snakes. I think they wanted to make doubly sure of my brotherly love for the snake, for they indicated I must wrap it around my neck before it was placed in my bag.
That feather there hypnotized the snake somehow. The rough snake will coil up, and all of a sudden they'd be able to handle it.
Having experienced sweat baths for purification with various tribes, I knew only too well that the Indians seemed to particularly enjoy giving the white man the full treatment.
If my grandfather call him, he'll come, but otherwise he stays. What they want him to see, they let him watch it. And during a dance, he used to sit there. He never take part in a dance when he's all dressed up. But he knows the song.
I was fortunate enough to be able to go through the whole ceremony, participating in the snake hunt, and in fact everything that a snake man would do except take part in the public part. The only reason that I did not was that I feared newspaper publicity and missionary criticism. Hopi has become a spiritual crossroads in my work, a still place in the middle of the continent. These events are beyond words.
Tell me more about California.
Yeah, I guess so. Let's see. One thing, people think faster out there on account of all that warm weather. Cold weather make people stupid. That's a fact.
I guess that explains why there's so many stupid people around here.
It sure does. You know what else?
What?
Never have to buy no fruit on account it's all on the trees everywhere you turn. They ain't got no speed limits. I hear your first month's rent is free, state law. So I'm thinking till we get settled, we'll just move around from month to month. How'd that be with you, Mama?
This transmission just stopped. All right, now we're up against some organic form of life, and there should be some way to destroy it. We've already blasted a few.
It seems just like yesterday. That's not senility. That's like trying to hang on to it is what it is. You're trying to make 1960 just like yesterday. Remember when Eisenhower was elected in 52? Yeah, that wasn't so long ago either, was it? Only 30 years ago. Some of you have been born and died in that amount of time. Some of you have. The point is, if you're afraid to grow up and won't grow up, very clearly that's a fertile soil for the ego to take over. And a lot of it is just that. You know, it's not that you know your age. You know you're no chicken anymore, little kid anymore. You know you're no, 18-year-old, can kick up your heels getting older every day. You know it. But it's where is your mind? Is it still stuck at 18, or is it still stuck at 21? The fraternity and the sorority, and even though I wasn't in those, monstrosities or whatever. All right, then your clique, your group, your dorm or your apartment back then. And to hang on to that is another way of saying, I don't want to grow up. And very clearly, The world is a more complicated place now. It is more complicated, Uther. It was easier to be a grown-up in the 1900s, early 1900s, than it is to be a grown-up now. But that doesn't provide an excuse for not doing it. Nonetheless, it was easier. There were other difficulties.
But we don't know how many more there are. Maybe it's an infinitely divisible substance, some kind of protoplasm.
We've had over 12 casualties reported, and there's still 5 teams out in the field.
All right, it's a lethal life form. Now, that explains why we found everything else harmless. Nothing could compete with this. We have mimic plants of our own, the twisty slug on Venus, but nothing that goes this far.
It can be killed, though. You said that yourself.
If it can be found.
When you consider the fact that the basic process of shooting a movie was exactly the same between 1920 and 1998, you know, nothing changed. And all of a sudden, everything has changed. I mean, that is, in many ways, the biggest story in Hollywood. Change for the better? Who knows? That remains to be seen. But it could change a lot for the better. It could. The changes in technology could loosen the chokehold of the major companies on the pop culture. That's what could happen.